from Friday.
Classrooms inside the school building were buzzing with student activity. Some were in the midst of their enrichment program, creating dream catchers.
See what he did here, this is the Hiawatha belt. And these gustoes are the traditional hats that are worn by the men.
School 19 teams with the Native American Community Services of Erie and Niagara Counties. Amy Hoff is the Excel program coordinator. The organization offers students diverse activities with themes to educate and entertain this summer.
Very easy to infuse academics into enrichment periods. We had a sink or float kind of experiment that they were allowed to do, allowed them to get a little bit wet with water and see what objects would sink and which objects would float. So you can connect that to Common Core learning very easily.
Students also played various games to build team spirit and teach social and emotional skills.
So I would say in general that's what our overall aim was, to get everybody engaged in the activity, cooperating with one another, and feeling good about themselves when they left the door.
I was very happy that there was that enrichment piece.
Linda Brancantella is principal. She says it was a no-brainer to continue partnering with the Native American Community Services for the summer program.
The traditional notion of summer school is, oh, you didn't do so well, or, oh, I really have to improve the skills. The kids know that they do want to improve their reading and their math skills. But at the same time, too, this was a chance for them to have some fun, where it's not any type of drill and kill, where the teachers are happy, things are a little bit more laid back, a little more casual, and I think that has all contributed to what I consider to be a successful program.
Well, the students are very engaging into each activity that we present to them.
Mark Smalls is an assistant Excel program coordinator with the Native American Community Services. They created the enrichment programs by working around the needs of students and the school.
We do ask the students what type of activities they are willing or want to do, more so than to just say, you have to do it, you have to do it, you have to do it. So us having these weekly themes and then asking them for their advice, do they think is something they're willing to do, or do you want to switch it up and change it? I think it engaged them more because they have more say.
And then we use the what? The? Talk to me. We use the what of two-thirds? The? Reciprocal. Absolutely. Okay. And there it is right.
In another classroom, some older elementary students were receiving a math lesson.
It has to be that way. That is the probably one of the most important things. Okay, here.
Two enrichment academic programs taught this summer are Voyager Reading and Voyager V Math. The Buffalo School District worked with Voyager to condense the program into 45 minutes each of reading and mathematics. Voyager includes Common Core. Most students will lose about 2 months of a grade level in math during the summer months. And for low-income students, they stand to lose more than 2 months in reading.
It beats being at home and sleeping in and then trying to figure out what to do from the parent and from the student perspective.
Principal Brancantella says summer school helps students remain on track.
Even though I agree that the children do need some downtime, we don't want to spend all of September rebuilding any skills that they may have lost, whereas the summer school takes care of that bridge for us. So we're pleased with that.
Initially, over 500 students enrolled at the Magnet School for the half-day program. Now attendance has fluctuated daily with about 400 or less. Say Yes provided $1.2 million for any pre-K through sixth grader to attend summer school, a major contribution allowing the district to preserve summer school.
We want to make sure that ultimately we're providing quality programming.
Betsy Berend is Senior Director of Communications with Say Yes Buffalo. Say Yes has been working with about seven different community-based partners for after-school and summer school programs.
We're also looking at data evaluation points, so attendance, but also test scores. This is reinforcing academic curriculum from the school year and helping students to build and keep those skills.
So with that said, 21 halves is equal to how many holes? 10 holes and what? One half.
11 hub sites for summer school with 2 to 3 schools at each site were established. The 4-week program ends today. Say Yes wanted to make sure it wasn't just babysitting students, but to reinforce academics. Eileen Buckley, WEFO News.
7 divided by 2/3. Please remember that what is under the 7, the whole number? 1, please, because if you forget that right away, you're done.